is, of course, a wonderful world that James Patrick's institution will finally close its doors today, 2 years after the decision was announced. July 2013, it was confirmed that the institution for young offenders was to be closed down. At the time, Alan Shatter, the then Justice Minister, said all prisoners would be moved to different institutions within 6 months. However, the process has taken a lot longer than anticipated, and the former Children's Ombudsman, Emily Logan, referred to the closure as an unfinished project with 8 vulnerable boys remaining at the facility. As we say, it's going to close down today. I'm joined on the line by the new Ombudsman for Children, Dr. Niall Muldoon. Good morning to you, Dr. Muldoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Sean.
Taken longer than expected. You're warmly welcoming this, though.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it should have been done a long, long time ago. I mean, St. Patrick's Institution was designed to be an interim measure back in the early 80s. So it shows you how long it's been in operation inappropriately for 16 and 17 year olds, as far as we were concerned.
And what was wrong? What was wrong with St. Pat's and Juvie and the way it was described? What was wrong with it?
Well, I mean, right from the start, I mean, it has always been an adult prison, Shane, so it was always designed to look after adult criminals who were convicted. So we had found ourselves in a situation where there were 16 and 17-year-old children, young people, who sometimes were on remand, were held with the same hardened criminals that might be there on various lengths of sentences. So it was always considered inappropriate on an international level, human rights side, that it was breaching the rights of a young person to be held in an adult prison. And obviously the staff are trained to look after adults and they were treated like adults, and that's thoroughly inappropriate. So it meant that the rehabilitation side of it was totally neglected. And we went in, the Ombudsman for Children's Office went and did a project there in 2011 and found very, very many failures. And these were things like excessive force being used, strip searching being used, excessive punishments, maybe denial of family visits. As a punishment, and those were things that were reiterated in a number of inspector reports as well.
Yeah, I see a report, just for people to paint a picture, in 2012 a report by Judge Michael Riley found a series of unacceptable acts took place at St. Patrick's Institution, including excessive and unrecorded use of force by staff against prisoners, forced stripping of clothing from the prisoners, excessive punishment, including denying children family visits, and bullying and intimidation of young and vulnerable inmates by some staff. Now, I understand that there were some 17-year-old boys there. What happens to them now?
Well, the 17-year-olds who are remanded now will be sent out to the Oberstown Centre in Dublin, which is specifically designed to look after young people up to 18 years of age, and is staffed in a completely different way. Not staffed by prison officers, staffed by care workers, social people trained in social care, psychology, medical, psychiatric. So there's a lot more emphasis on the possibility of rehabilitating these young men, and that's the piece that we're really hoping will be a cultural change. Because rather than them finding themselves in a setting at 16 or 17 years of age where they actually have to grow up and become criminals in order to survive, there is an opportunity here for them to turn their lives around with proper education and proper support.
That's a tough balancing act, isn't it? That you obviously have to in some way punish young people if they've committed a crime, but also rehabilitate them so that we can reduce the recidivism rates, basically the revolving door of prison.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's always a balancing act, and societies in general have been arguing over this role or this balance for many years. But as far as we're concerned, when you have a young person, 16, 17 years of age, there is always the opportunity for hope and for change. And I think you've got to provide the culture and the setting that gives them as many opportunities to change as possible. If they don't change, then the system is designed to look after that. But if you take away that possibility and those opportunities, then we've only got ourselves to blame if we end up with more recidivism at higher levels.
But, Dr. Muldoon, when people hear of rehabilitation and, you know, focusing and nurturing young people, they may think that we're wrapping these people who have committed crimes up in cotton wool, and maybe we're not treating them accordingly for what they've done.
Well, I mean, that's an opinion that many people would have, but the reality has shown that the majority of the people who went through the St. Pat system, where they were most certainly not wrapped up in cotton wool, ended up going back into the full criminal system again in the future. Whereas, I suppose, from our point of view, if you provide that opportunity, even if you're only talking with 40 young people, if you can turn 10 of them around, you're changing the culture for the future. And then the next time, it could be 11 out of a year, it could be turned around where there's no recidivism from their point of view. So the more opportunities you have, the better it is for society in the long run to help change these young people into much more better citizens as they come out of the system.
Sure. Okay, well, it's going to close its doors finally today. As you say, both yourself and your predecessor, Emily Logan, very, very strong on this issue. Can I ask you, how are you settling into the role as Ombudsman for Children? And what do you see as the, I mean, we've gone through a pretty torrid time, lots of reports about young people and various abuses inflicted on them. How are you seeing, or what are you seeing are the big issues facing young people in this country?
Well, I suppose this one, I'm settling slowly, Shane, but I suppose this one is an important one, and we have to remember there's still something like 10 to 15 young people being held in Wheatfield Prison as well, so we hopefully we'll get them moved out by the summer is the promise in that regard. The other issue is still that the Ombudsman for Children's Office hasn't got a clear or unambiguous remit for the direct provision children, so it's one of the things I'm starting to work on as strong as possible to try and make sure that we provide our complaint handling system for the young people. There's over 1,200 young people in the direct provision system who don't have access to our office at this moment in time, and it's something we would like to clear up as soon as possible.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck with that and in your role. Thanks so much for joining us again. Dr. Niall Muldoon, who's the Ombudsman for Children, welcoming the fact that at last today, 2 years later than planned, St. Patrick's Institution is finally to be closed and those young prisoners moved to other areas. Thanks a million for joining us. On the way, why the